Hey there, welcome to The League Life with Brooksy and Shanaz. I'm Shanaz, I'm here with my great colleague and friend Nathan Brooks. We call him Brooksy. Brooksy, how are you going today, sir?
Shanaz, fantastic. It's great to be behind the mics again doing this. It's
been a while.
Was it pre-grand final,
our last one? Grand final week, or as I call it, Cronk Week.
Cronk Week. It'll be up there with Shark Week on National Geographic. But yeah, it was a good grand final, wasn't it, Shanaz?
Fascinating, it honestly was. And the way that the Roosters played it, the media during the week, he's not going to play. He played with one arm, won the title. Good luck to him.
It was great to see the Roosters actually play to their potential. We've seen them in bits and pieces do it, but that was a comprehensive performance, and it blew me away. Like, I tipped the Storm, I'm pretty sure, on the podcast, and just watching the Roosters, just they squeezed them out of that game. They just dominated defensively. It was such a good performance, and the Roosters fans have got to be stoked. That's exactly what Politis and Trent Robinson wanted by recruiting Cronk.
Yeah.
Getting all the guys to fill in and around him. And it wasn't it great to see that if Cronk wasn't 100%, that they all stood up and played really well.
The coaching was unbelievable from Trent Robinson, and he needs to be commended as much as Cronk. We're here to talk about rugby league mainly.
Yeah.
We also talk about a few other things. We work at Fox Sports. We are blessed to do this. Nathan, we've both had holidays recently.
Yeah.
I went to New York. Amongst a few other places, I got to meet Bruce Springsteen. Now, you know what that means to me.
That's everything. It's like me meeting, I guess, Posh Spice or the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
You're a big fan of those two?
Yeah. Oh, I'm also Hootie.
You've lived your life the way that they would like you to, and
yeah, I think so.
Bought everything they've ever done, and okay.
Hootie and the Blowfish was such a good.
I feel like you're bringing my meeting Bruce Springsteen down. It was the greatest thing that ever happened in the world to anyone, let alone me.
Yeah,
and I thank everyone involved for it happening. He didn't let me down. He was wonderful, wonderful human being.
In all honesty, Shanaz, it's awesome that you get to meet a hero like that, and someone you've idolized for so long.
Yeah. I have to give a shout out to him and his people and his Broadway special, which is sensational. It's just every emotion you can conjure up is in this show. It's going to be streaming on Netflix from December 16. So if you are interested at all in that, please give it a go, because it's captivating.
Look, I'm not a massive fan of The Boss, but I definitely will be giving it a go. Netflix is so good.
I was texting you when I was in Vegas saying, please come and play the craps table with me. But you were like, nah, I'm surfing and my girlfriend's here and Scott Hogarth's here. And how was your trip away?
It was great. Hawaii, 10 days. Unbelievable. Got in the water. Just enjoyed a bit of downtime, Shanaz. Last time I was over there was at the back end of a 5-week trip going around Mexico and the States. And it was just good to get over there and chill out in the water and eat some good food and just cap off a nice second year at Fox League. So yeah, back into it now, doing a bit of Fox cricket stuff. It's building again nicely for another season.
Now, I'm prepping for next year already in my role. I can only imagine you are too, for the NRL is what I mean.
It's good to do another sport too, to get some ideas. Definitely, we've got a few people that have done stuff with 9 and 10. And you sort of, it's great to be able to see how they do things and then bring that in. And I guess when you're doing stats for other sports too, Shanaz, you can get the juices flowing as to what we can do.
Shout out to our friend Matt Russell. I did some NBL the other weekend, and Matty Russell was going bonkers on the commentary.
Yeah.
Doing a great job. So.
And that's good. Like, you see some of the commentators, Speedy's doing A-League, Woz is doing golf. Like, it's good that to see those guys just keep doing their thing, and that's what makes them so good on the mic, Shanaz, and great people to work with.
Now, we both love TV. Have you got anything you want to spruik yourself?
Seriously, I don't know how much time we've got, Shanaz. I streamed pretty much every possible show, stand-up comedy, gig, everything on Stan, Netflix. I've been on SBS On Demand at the moment watching a show that's very good. I think I've mentioned it on a previous podcast. Which one? The Worst.
Oh, okay.
It's like a dark comedy of relationships and like the intricacies of them. Very good, very funny, quite crass in spots, but it's good. What else? There was some good stand up. Watched John Mulaney, Hasan Minhaj, Russell Peters. Quite a bit of that. What about yourself?
Have you been to the cinemas at all?
Saw Creed 2 on Sunday night.
No spoilers. I'm yet to go. I can't wait. I love the Rocky and Creed franchises.
Yeah.
Did you go see the Queen biopic?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen that yet.
Have
you seen it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Really?
The storytelling, it's not accurate to real life. They've sort of made it Hollywood. So I was really uncomfortable with some of the things that I knew wasn't true or weren't true in that timeline that they told it.
Yeah.
So I sat there uncomfortably going, it looks good and the actors are great, but you're 3 years off just for the sake of the story.
That's funny, like, because you see when you watch sport documentaries, like, it's hard to manipulate the truth. Like, you can get different angles, right? Like Maradona, the hand of God, you know, you see that stuff. He denies it, but, you know, everyone
knows. This is a retelling, but I didn't think it would be actually retold. I thought it would just be the life of Queen.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit exaggerated.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story,
well,
sort of thing.
The troubling bit is two of the three remaining guys were heavily involved in the film. So it's fantastic spectacle, but I was left a little bit uneasy about that kind of thing. But there's so little time, so many films I want to see. Brooksy, we're going to go to a short break. We will come back and start talking about the NRL. Welcome back to The League Life with Brooksy and Shanaz. I'm Shanaz. I'm here with Brooksy. There is no off-season. I sometimes wish there was. Brooksy, it's been crazy. Why don't you just start us off?
I don't know where to start. Should we start at the top with the coaches?
Yes.
Five coaches.
You're not good enough. Yeah. You're not good enough.
Yeah. It's been pretty brutal, Shanaz. We had Desi Hasler and Trent Barrett at Manly, that saga.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
That is what it was, a saga.
Yeah.
Desi's back in the NRL at Manly.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would happen.
Just trying to rehash the old time, Shanaz. Get Desi back.
They were good times.
Yeah. Couple of grand finals.
You're a big Trent Barrett fan as a human being.
Yeah, he's my boss.
He's your boss.
He's my boss.
Have you met your boss?
Steel is great.
You've met Trent Barrett, haven't you?
Yeah, I've met him at games and stuff, organising interviews.
How do you feel now for him? What's going on? I mean, he's sitting on a pay packet for, what, another half year, I think.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation to be in where, like, they've hired a coach and said that he's going to be the coach for 2019. I understand, like, it's for Manly fans, it must be tough that they haven't sorted that out. But at the same time, you're bringing back someone who's brought you a premiership. You probably don't like what happened at Canterbury or the back end of Canterbury. He did have some success at Canterbury initially, but...
Question, will Trent Barrett ever get a top NRL gig again?
It's going to be tough for him. Like, you'd think there's going to be guys that are coming through in reserve grade, both in New South Wales and Queensland, and there's expats over in the Super League as well that might want to get a coaching gig back here. But I think his best course of action is to go to a club and probably be either an assistant or coach their ISP or ISC team,
get
some success and come back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the stats are, but a coach that leaves the NRL and then comes back, like, how often does it happen? Like, I'm sure it's not.
Well, you never say never, Brooksy, in the NRL. You never say never.
Well, we got Michael Maguire, right? He's now at the Tigers, and obviously with Ivan Cleary moving to Penrith.
Oh, boy.
Another mess. And it's just he had some relative success with New Zealand.
Yeah.
But
that's a couple of games.
But he's got, yeah, the Tigers have got a premiership winning coach, like a recent premiership winning coach.
I don't think they've lost in the trade there.
No.
I don't know if they're going to be better, but it's at least somewhat on level playing field, given the potential that Cleary has in his coaching.
Yeah.
Brooksy, just finally, for the moment, on Manly, Des Haslett.
Yeah.
You happy with it?
I don't know. I remember people were saying surely that's the end of him after what happened at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was dreadful.
12, 18 months later, he's their head coach.
I understand Manly's side of it. They're romancing the whole situation. Yeah. They want to go back in time. We all want to do that. Let's see how it goes. I can't give you an answer.
Well, they've done so much with the club that I, as someone that grew up on the Northern Beaches, haven't really agreed with. They took their reserve grade team out of the area, although they do play the Blacktown Workers Seagulls. So you're saying right there that you don't have, your local area is an issue, and that we need to get a team out west so we can start getting players from the West. They had some success in under-20s in 2017. I believe they won the NYC. And a lot of those players weren't local kids. And I think not having that connection to the old Manly, you sort of got this snowball feeling that the rugby league on the Northern Beaches was sort of just losing its grip. You saw some crowds as well over the last 2 years. I remember 2017 Newcastle Friday, an early Friday game was really, it was terrible. It was bad weather, and they got around 4,000. And they had a similar one this year with the Titans, but it was quite a nice night. And the Titans rolled them, and there was hardly anyone there at Brookie in the last 15 to 20 minutes of that game. Yeah. And it's just these little things that just show you that I think they've been a bit concerned about where they were heading in terms of their culture and the team. And I think this might be just a bit of a band-aid solution to get rugby league back on the Northern Beaches, bit of a identity back in the club that the locals can resonate with.
Definitely. I agree with that scenario there, Brooksy. Let's go to another experienced man. Boy, he's turned into a bit of a character, Wayne Bennett. Now, you're not aware of this, but when he arrived this week in Sydney, there was a scene, man. He didn't want to be paraded out in front of the waiting press, and that's fine. I get that. Reading the article that I read, he proceeded to get security to help. He was ringing up airport staff. He was hanging out in the Qantas lounge with John Howard, former Prime Minister, for hours. And he basically, I think, was there for 5 hours before he could get out to a waiting car to go to Redfern. So I got a secret feeling, even though he claims to not like the spectacle, I think he does like the spectacle.
It's like he's taking on the Clint Eastwood persona. I don't know. It just seems like some of the stuff that he's saying is like a big act, and it's like, oh, I'm going to do this. And
we saw the other side with Seabold, ex-South Sydney, now Broncos coach, finally having enough and writing an email, which was leaked, of course.
Yeah.
And he used the word bullshit, which I think we can say on this podcast.
He just did.
And he, his family had to be moved and that kind of thing. And they were back and forth. And he's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
By the way, Wayne Bennett's talking to my players.
Yeah.
Telling them what they're doing. That he's changed the preseason. Yeah. Wayne Bennett loves a army camp to start.
Yes. Yeah.
He's doing that instead of whatever they're going to do. So he's all over it, Wayne Bennett, and he's, as Vossie would say, he's a fibber.
This is just another thing in terms of, we've talked about it so many times about the free agent market and all this stuff. You're signing someone for the next season, and this is how it works. On November 1, 2018, players and coaches who are off contract after 2019 could sign contracts for 2020.
Yeah.
Players, I can sort of, I don't agree with it, but I can sort of see there's not really an issue there. It's just that they may get injured over the year playing for their current team.
Absolutely.
And, Angus Crichton last year, he lopped a finger off. So the Roosters are only getting 9.5 fingers when they signed a guy that had 10.
Are they paying him less?
paying him exactly the same.
Because it's already signed. A year and a half.
Because it's signed.
Gotcha.
Not saying that losing half a finger is going to totally change a footballer, although his numbers were a little down last season, Schnaz, I must admit. And I'm sure you can, when you go back upstairs and
I'll attest.
Have a look and see. But I with coaches, it's different, Schnaz. You've got two coaches who are... got a year with their current club, then going to change clubs in this scenario, which is great because they're on opposite sides here. One's going from team A to team B and the other is going from team B to team A. Lot of Broncos were off contract for after 2019 or even to start 2019 as well. And Bennett's probably going, hey, I'm going down to Sydney. You want to join me? And, you know, it was interesting to see Darius Boyd, who was very much, you know, I'm staying up here. He followed him down there twice followed him down there and then followed him back up. But like Tevita Pangai, Matty Lodge, Corey Oates, Damien Cook, like all these guys were sort of in limbo with their contract situation. What's stopping Seibold from like negotiating it at training with the guys, like talking to them and going, oh, look, you know, I don't know if, like, for instance, with Damien Cook, I don't know if I'm going to keep Andrew McCulloch when I'm up there next year. Maybe, Damien, you can come up here and I'll use some of that cap space to sign you. Yeah. Like, it is a mess, Schnaz. Like, the whole being able to sign a year in advance, and the coaches have proved that this week, and something needs to be done.
I feel sorry for the likes of Robert Jennings and Alex Johnston, because reportedly, and it's only reportedly, but they're a little bit on the outer at Souths with Wayne Bennett, and particularly Jennings. And Bennett was quoted this week saying, I'm not sure which way he's going to go, whether it will keep him or not. We are in summer training now for the new season.
Yeah.
I really feel for guys like that who are probably on less money than the superstars.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to these guys?
I don't see it as a massive issue. Like, if they want, if as players they want to get out of it, they're professionals now, and I think
being there's got to be cap space elsewhere for them.
Oh yes,
to go.
Of course.
That's what I mean.
That yes, that's the issue.
Yeah.
Like, they're only really limited there, but and that's the thing too. Like, teams have got to be like, don't fill your cap up fully. You know, there's going to be this ridiculous movement, snowball movement, so that maybe we keep a couple of mil up our sleeve because of these sort of Alex Johnsons and Robert Jennings coming off contract. I might be able to nab an outside back. Like, the Dragons still have a bit of money to get an outside back, knowing as a fan, because they let Nene McDonald go to the Cowboys. Mm. So I think teams are starting to build that into their salary cap sort of analysis, that they would be able to come and get someone late or early in their preseason.
Speaking of having cap space,
yes.
What about if your number one player in the whole world, probably the greatest player to ever play the game, decides instead of playing one last year with your beloved club, he's going to go play NFL? That would leave a lot of cap space in your bank account, wouldn't it?
It would.
And then you would go buy another superstar, probably on slightly less money, to play halfback, and I'm talking about the Cronulla
Sharks.
This is
a pretty familiar scenario that you're playing out here.
Brooksy, my heart, you can see it. It's wide open. It is broken. It is black, blue, not much white in there. And I'm a shattered man.
Yeah.
I've been keeping a brave face online, on social media.
Man, he's been your boy for ages.
Little piece of me died inside.
Yeah.
The only retribution I'll get is if he signs with the Minnesota Vikings, which is a 1 in 32 chance. What are your thoughts? What the heck happened?
It's crazy. It's we would remember. I've been like hammering you over the last year, going, he's going to the Cowboys.
Sure.
He's going to the Cowboys. Schnaz, he loves Townsville.
You're on your own there.
I had the wrong Cowboys. It was the Dallas Cowboys. What's going on? Like, nah, I'm happy for him. Like, he's done so much in the game at such a short at such a young age.
Let me stop you there. He's done everything.
He's done everything. Australia, how many tries? He scored 1,000 tries in 9 games
Everything.
For the Kangaroos. He's won Origin.
There's no list. Everything. He's done it.
Premiership. He can't go back
You're
and win
a NYC comp.
There's
nothing.
No, he's done everything.
My only negative, of course, is the fact that the timing of it.
Yes.
Which is not good even. He's admitted that in hindsight. People make mistakes. I'm not going to...
How old is he, Schnaz?
23.
23.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
what were you doing when you were 23?
You don't want to know. had nothing to do with an NFL contract, though, I can tell you that.
I was heading over to Canada to live in Vancouver for
CFL?
A year. No, but if the contract was there to play for the BC Lions, I probably would have taken it. You know, I was there to have fun. Yeah. I'm sure you were having fun too.
I was.
This guy has accomplished so much and obviously must be a massive NFL fan. And we have known that he's been over in the US with Tamalolo as well, doing the, not the NFL Combine, but doing similar sort of drills and stuff to sort of get his rep out there. But why not? I love the Haynes story. Yeah. Don't so much like the Haynes stories of recent time, but no. This is great. This is a young guy, a likable guy that's going over there. Mate, I hope he gets a contract. I hope we're watching ESPN on a Monday or Tuesday morning and we're watching him there returning kickoffs or punts or whatever he is going to do over there.
I could see him being a wide receiver at some point.
Yeah.
He's got a spot in the international pathway, so to speak. I've made that term up.
Yep.
And it's a pretty exclusive club. And from there, if someone picks you up, then you kick on. If you don't, you can stay in that program, I think, for 6 months to a year. On a small contract, and so he's already made a little bit of a step.
Yeah,
there's just a long way to go. I think he could seriously have a career in there. I'm not suggesting he'll be, you know, an Adam Thielen, for example, but you know, to have a career there, you could be on the practice squad.
Yeah,
and that's a success in my eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll see what happens with him. This is not a Val podcast, unlike my other podcasts that I do. Sean Johnson, what do you think? Quickly,
I can't believe what happened with him at the Warriors, where it was like, look elsewhere for 2020. And then a few days later, he was released from his 2019, last year of his current deal. And then there was talk of him going to the Roosters in 2020, potentially signing a one-year deal at Cronulla. But I believe it's 3 years, Schnaz. That's great. I think it's a great scenario that's played out after losing Val to get Sean Johnson. You've got a couple of guys that have been flexible. We talked about how many fullbacks, I think, last year, we were talking about how you had Holmes, you had Moylan, you had Dugan. So, Gal was blowing up as if it was like, oh, doom and gloom, we've just lost a guy and it's like he's ruined us and he should be banned for... Was it banned for life?
He said 2 to 3, then he said life, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, like, you're the one team that has a handful of fullbacks. Don't worry. Move a guy back to fullback and... As we've just talked about before, how you keep some cap space up your sleeve, this one is a nice fit. Townsend and Johnson did play together at the Warriors.
I did some stats on that, Brooks. Yeah. I don't have them in front of me, but Chad Townsend, probably best 2 years of his career, including the premiership season 2016. With Johnson, he clicked a lot more of attack. So I think it'll work. It'll take a lot less pressure off Chad Townsend. Last year, he pretty much did everything. This year, he'll be doing half of that. And that's a bonus for him.
And it's great for like Kyle Flanagan to have... You got Moylan, Johnson, Townsend at your disposal to learn off. Like, they're not Darren Lockyer and Andrew Johns, but like they're great guys. And that... Because I guess Kyle's your future as well, right?
He just signed a three-year deal.
Yeah.
I'm not sticking up for Mr. Gallen, but what I will say is, as a fan, I could see his point of view of doom and gloom in that week. It was like, what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah.
Anyway, you were not out of the talk that morning either when Sean Johnson was going to come to Cronulla. They delayed it a little bit because you thought you might need a star player, with Widdop saying or suggesting that he was needing to go home in a hurry. Turns out it'll be the end of the season. Quite a classy guy, Widdop, in doing that. How are you feeling?
I'm not angry or sad or anything. Like, it's, as a Dragons fan, I thought it was handled very well. The whole situation was handled well, from player to teammates to the club. The way they did, the way they handled it was awesome. I thought, as a Dragons fan, yeah, you're going to have that when you sign people from, let's say you sign Ben Hunt, you sign your halves are from England and Queensland. Although Widdop's been here for a few years now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember looking up Gareth Widdop when I was trying to do a profile on him, and understand he's really close with his grandmother who watches all these games and had watched all these games. And it was awesome when we were televising NYC, because that was actually going back to England as well, and she was able to watch him play for the Storm. And I think they made a grand final against the Tigers a while ago.
Is that how long he's been here?
Yeah.
NYC,
I think he came here when he was like 14 or 15, Schnaz.
So he hasn't played Super League?
No.
Oh, you blow my mind. All.
So that's why he's probably tempted to play there. I think his grandma's one of his biggest fans, and obviously he's close to. He goes back there and stuff. Look, I don't know. It's just from what I've read, and
knowing the sort of guy he is, that we do, it had to be something like that and nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like, I'm happy with how the club's tracking. Like, I know there's some Dragons fans that aren't, but
well, Dragons fans not happy.
I'm not saying anything, Schnaz. I got into a bit of Twitter warfare after our first final win.
I might be scrolling back to last September.
I'm not getting into that. I'm looking forward. I think we've got a really good squad. It adds a bit more to this year. I truly believed when we signed Hunt that 2019 was going to be a season where we could really challenge. I thought it was great that we got a bit of bonus finals footy last year, but I am confident that we can replenish Gareth through our junior ranks, and obviously through the money that he'll free up in the salary cap. So look, good on him. He's been an awesome clubman for the Dragons. He's played through injuries. He's won us games single-handedly. Remember that Cogra game a few years ago where the Dragons demolished your boys, and he was kicking every goal and setting up my...
How could I forget? We're on the hill and you're pouring beer in my head. Every time we kick the conversion, Schnaz, come here, beer on your head.
No, I wasn't pouring beer. But yeah, it was... some of those games you just remember, he just totally dominated. And
he was your difference in the first half of the season last year, clearly. Yeah. And then he got injured and you fell apart a bit.
Yeah, and even you saw that first half against the Broncos where he was there. It just...
You're living off that game, buddy. Oh, you're living off that game.
I'm still... Until the season starts, I've got all those memories sitting sideline for that game. It was awesome.
Now, in our rundown sheet, you've circled Pangai for New South Wales.
Yes.
Talk.
So, obviously, he's been playing for Tonga in the 2017 World Cup. And then when... after the grand final, Tonga played that historic test match against Australia at Mount Smart Stadium, and found out in the news this week that he's pledged allegiance back to New South Wales for 2019.
Is he an instant pick?
I think so. I would love to see him off the bench for the Blues, and I'm pretty sure he seems like a Freddy sort of guy, doesn't he?
Bit loose.
Yeah, and from memory, I remember Brandy and Bedsy, just like when we've done... Hang on a second.
That's Fox Sports talent, Brandy and Betsy, you're talking about.
Who were assistant coaches for the Blues. Just raving about Pangai. Brandy to... Oh, Pangai. He does that. Like, knee bend. Like, oh. He's so good.
We should point out that Fox Sports talent, Gray Alexander, has a new role at Penrith. I believe it is publicised. If it's not, we're going to get a lot of trouble. The title Schnaz, is...
This is a very high risk, low return sort of thing. You're saying,
what the hell? It's not like I haven't been in trouble before on podcasts. The title is something like last play coach, play option coach. So not fifth tackle guy, but
this is
it's true. He was kicking coach last year, and I don't know if he's still doing that, but now it's all about the last play. So you might see something. I said to him, you know, some trick shots, and he gave me a little smile. I said, yeah, Schnaz, some trick shots.
And then threw a pen at you behind his back. Yeah, he's amazing. I love him. You love him.
I do love him.
It seems like everyone loves Brandy. But Pangai back in the Blues, my God, that forward pack with all those Dragons, couple of Sharkies.
Are the Dragons, they're backing up, are they?
I think they do. Do you change the team?
Speaking
other
of...
Other than add this absolute talent.
Speaking of Dragons, and bear with me, I want to give a shout out to our latest Twitter follower. One of my favourite players of the last 10 years. One A.Sims. My favourite Sims as well. Ashton,
I'm more
following
of a
us.
Dim Sims fan. But definitely second Tariq after the Player of the Year performance last year he put in for the Dragons.
I go Ashton, Ruan, and then the other two.
Okay.
Well, I know you mentioned Dim, but we can't be making fun of names.
Dim's so good.
We're going lowbrow.
Are we not? Are we?
We are going to take a break soon, though.
Yes. Yeah.
In fact, let's take one now.
Sounds good.
Brooksy, let's go to a break. We'll be back shortly with more of The League Life with Brooksy and Chinatz.
Rushes a kick. Low to the ground. Fielded on the wing. Oh, intercept! I can't believe it! Darius Boyd has been presented a try. The like of which I don't know whether we've ever seen before. 1 minute into the contest, Gary Belcher, my co-commentator, has collapsed on the ground. Gary, what just happened?
What is Sean Kennydale doing? What was he thinking?
Change of hosts. Welcome back to The League Life. This is Brooksy. Schnaz is on the other side of the table. Well,
this is 50-50, buddy. There's no hosts.
Yeah, but
we're co-hosts.
This new segment, I'm going to host it, Schnaz. And it's called, funnily enough, Ah Schnaz.
Whoa. I wasn't in this production.
Sorry, does it just made that up then? Seems fitting. I'm asking you questions that people have sent us on the Twitter.
I'm ready.
At League Life NRL. We'll try and post as much as we can prior to recording episodes this year, and you can have your say. Give us topics, questions. First question comes from David Olivetti, and he's a Eels fan.
Okay.
And he wants to know, Schnaz, about Blake Ferguson.
Where do we start?
Is he a good signing for Para?
Oh, he's definitely a good signing for Parramatta. I don't know what sort of contract he's on. I would be imagine it's substantial. So if that is the case, he's going to have a season like he did last year with the Roosters because he was phenomenal.
Yeah,
huge in meters, try
led
scoring,
led the league
in meters, try scoring, and generally, I would suggest career best season for him.
Yeah.
So get that from Blake Ferguson, then he'll be a great signing. Anything less for the money he's on, I'm not so sure, but let's see how that plays out. But I think initially, my answer is absolutely, yeah.
Oh, when I saw the media release that he'd signed with Parramatta, looking at the stats and thinking about the season, it's just thinking about Parra's season last year too, they really missed Semi.
Right.
And so I'm guessing like with the run meters, that early set runs out of their own halves, like he's going to help out with that. I think he is a good buy, but it's up to him to be able to go, you know what? Had a career best year in 2018, won a premiership, played with a bum leg in the GF. Like no, that was another storyline.
Absolutely.
With the Roosters grand final. And
I am a believer that you're only as good as your last season,
yep.
And he's had a wonderful one. So it's astute buying from Parramatta. I don't know necessarily, like I think they could have done a little bit better as far as buying a different positional player. I know what you're saying about having a semi-like player, but let's see how he goes. But yeah, last year he was unbelievable. And I've followed his career since he was in the under-20s. So I've seen most of his games and he surprised me. Yeah.
Craig, Manly fan, has asked expectations of the Seagulls and will the back office and Dez be able to work together? I know we sort of touched on this in the coaching.
It's a tough one.
Area.
They will be an improved team under Dez Hasler. And he's a very particular man with his structures and the whole procedures, the recoveries, the game plan. I feel like he's going to have to tinker with his game plan. It was a little bit old-fashioned in his final few years at the Dogs. They weren't scoring a lot of points. But I like their halves. They've got Cherry Evans, and remind me who they got from the Gold Coast. They've got
Kane Elgee,
who I like.
You like him?
Yep. So I think that the attack will be decent, but he needs to let them throw it around. The brothers, who are just phenomenal players, as long as those guys can stay creative, I think Dez, with his defense, will lift them from the bottom of the table. I'm not sure how far they'll go in the first year.
Yeah.
As far as the back office goes, man, I don't have much insight there. I just know that if your office isn't healthy, and it's so cliched, but it's true, if it's not healthy, then it's going to, at some point, come out throughout the club and onto the team. And I speak from experience with the team I follow. So they need to get that right.
Definitely.
Probably more than the on-field stuff.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It's hard to say. I don't see the Seagulls making massive inroads on where they were at last year. Like they've done quite a bit of recruitment of one-year contracts, of guys from other clubs, guys that couldn't get those first grade cracks. You have a look at their roster, and even when you look at their contract breakdown, you've got Cherry Evans on his massive deal, his lifetime deal. You've got the Trbojevic brothers, who are, I think, signed up until the end of 2020. You've got a couple of 2-year deals. I think it's for Noah Blake, Marty Tapau. They got Corey Waddell from the Panthers. Steve Waddell's son. He played for the Panthers and the Illawarra Steelers. He was one of our guys during that 92-93 era where we
About the Illawarra Steelers. Illawarra for new Steelers, listeners.
Sorry, yeah. Old Steeler fan, if first-time listener. But yeah, other than that, not much locked up after this season. So
because they probably have had cap issues.
Yeah, and it's probably a good time. Like, if I'm Trent Barrett again, I'm spewing because you've got all this cap space going ahead that you can sort of sculpt your team, because you sort of inherited a bit of a mess from the Hasler and Tuvi eras where the contracts were being back-ended. They had to move a lot of players, like Watmo had to. They moved over to Parramatta. They were paying contracts for players to play at other clubs. Now it's finally cleared. Tough situation for Barrett, but I think long term it's a good situation for Manly. Not so much the short term.
They had a lot of injuries in the short Barrett reign, and I can cop that as an excuse.
Yeah,
but when you do look at the playing personnel. And it's just only dawned on me now. I'm only remembering they underperformed massively.
Yeah.
The coach comes into that, obviously. It can't all be on him.
Yeah.
So there are question marks about, as you say, how far they'll go making inroads. But I think if they were completely just confident in getting Hasler, that was the answer, then just go with it. Just all in. Follow him. I'm sort of not a huge Hasler man as far as coaching style and everything else, but if that's what they're doing, then just follow him.
Like, if they're going to bring the old guard back, Schnaz, I think they've got to look at getting the guys that post Northern Eagles. Remember they came out of that merger, Manly, and were terrible for a few years.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Max Delmage took over ownership, and they brought in a strategy to get a marquee player each year.
Yep.
I think they've got to use those. The people that built that dynasty have got to be involved somewhere just to give a bit of... We've said it before about Bob Fulton and him and his control over Manly. I'm not sure if it's him, but if it's the other people that were involved in building that dynasty as the 40-nil dynasty, like, they need to be involved to give them guidance to go, okay, this is what we did. They don't sign players. Just tell us, like, how did you build that roster, because it obviously worked, and it was just the maintaining that roster that was the issue that's putting them in the hole now. So maybe look to the past. If they're looking to the past, maybe look at how that premiership teams were built. Then was it signing a marquee like Steve Bell, Jamie Lyon, year in year out, Brent Kite? Is that the way they go forward? Just bring in one name each year and slowly build that squad up.
I have heard from many sources that Tapau's on his way out. I'm not sure when, but I don't think he wants to be there. That's paraphrasing.
Yeah. Oh, is that a hint as to where he's going?
Paraphrasing? I'll let that one float throughout the air and ether.
Oh, wow, that's deep. All right, I've got a question for you. I didn't send this in, but just something that I came across over the last few weeks in the news, rugby league news world.
At Nathan Brooks.
What's your favorite rule in the NRL, Schnaz? Is it the 40-20 kick? Like, do you like the 40-20 kick?
I love it.
Do you really?
I love it. I love it when I'm at the game. I'm sitting usually pretty high up in the stand, and I see it coming. I see it before it happens, and I love it.
Are you saying it's your favorite thing, or do you really think it's your favorite thing, Schnaz?
I really think it's my favorite thing.
I'm only saying it's... I had to drop that Seinfeld reference in. So they're thinking of flipping it as well, maintaining the 40-20, but also bringing in a 20-40 kick, Schnaz. Yeah. Kicking from your own 20 to your attacking 40, you'll get the ball back. Now, what are your thoughts?
Where's this come from? Like, is this Todd Greenberg? Is it
It could have been from the mole. I don't really don't know. I saw it. You know, like one of those dribblers. No, I'm pretty
you
sure
just
it
use
was
the
just
word dribbler on a rugby league podcast. Go home.
No, that's bingo. If you've got dribbler on your rugby league podcast bingo card, you've won.
I dislike it. I don't like it. I think it's getting way too fancy there, trying to make a great thing greater, but you can't because the 40-20, is it a rule? The 40-20 motion is the greatest thing. It's wonderful. It's very rugby union to me. A lot of kicking, the ball goes out. I've got nothing against that, but it's just that's not what we do. So,
I just don't like seeing like if the game has allowed you to be on your in your own 20, like you the other team's obviously winning the current battle, and for you to go, oh, I'm just going to give it a roost, and hopefully we'll find the four, like within the 40 meter line, get the ball back and attack. I don't think it should be an advantageous kick like that. If it was a rule, I wouldn't want the tackle count to restart. Like if you do it on the fourth tackle, then you got a hit to score a try or be in an attacking position. I wouldn't like to see another set of six.
No, I don't.
From there.
I don't mind that option you're saying, but I don't know if I necessarily need to see it.
And it is rugby league, so that could get a hell of a lot confusing, like having that rule, having all those coloured lines on the field.
The groundskeeper.
You're gonna start having the chains out there soon, a la NFL, Schnaz, just to work out if it's, a 50-metre kick. Like, it's getting crazy out there.
I wouldn't mind seeing the chains.
Do you want to see the chains? Imagine the touchies are on the chains there, like, for 40-20s.
I love how they stretch out the chain,
but
they just put it back to where it kind of is on the, 9-yard line or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, that's not even close.
But remember, like, the chains were obviously brought back in, like, 1926 or whenever it was. Don't quote me on that. Now we got, like, graphic lines across the field. It's like, we already know before old Dirk, whatever his name is measuring out the chains and going, giving the first down signal.
But the chains don't always match up with the thing on screen.
No, that's a weird thing, too.
That's very
Do you trust the chains or do you trust the thing on the screen?
I know. Because you see the referee and he will go stand to where he thinks the player was tackled.
Yeah.
But you've watched it on your HD, maybe your 4K TV, and he's half a yard off.
Yeah.
And it happens in every game. Not every time, but in every game it happens.
Could we?
And then so he puts the chain there. It's like, no, you've got to move it half a yard.
Could we see chain gate at some stage where, like, let's say the Patriots take, or let's use an example of a team, the New England Patriots, take a few links out of the chain, so it becomes like a 9.6 yard chain.
Well, they do have a history of
first downs.
With equipment, so.
But, I wouldn't be surprised, Schnaz.
No.
Shout out to all those Patriots fans out there. Well, that's the end of Schnaz. I think it's been pretty successful.
I'm happy so far.
Yeah, we'd like to hear your thoughts.
Feedback.
Hashtag Schnaz. It's going to be interesting to see all the different like variations of spelling of Schnaz. But yeah, just do your best. Sound it out and just type it in and we'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find you.
Speaking of chains and chain gate, Schnaz.
Yeah.
NFL. Ooh. It's a big week, guys, listening. The podcast is having its own little league life bowl this week. It's my Seattle Seahawks up against Schnaz's Minnesota Vikings.
When you say bowl, it always involves a team getting knocked out. Yeah. And I have done the sums. And if my team loses to your team in your home city, we will be 98% knocked out of this season. So it's a big game.
So you got a couple of toes hanging in.
Couple of toes.
In the Super Bowl. Yeah, well, it is a big game. Like, the Seahawks have a nice, tasty schedule leading into the end of the regular season. So, big one, as you mentioned. We've got similar records too, Schnaz.
I think you're probably
on the wild card.
I think you're a game maybe ahead of us.
Yeah, so a win for the Seahawks. Not only will it be great, but
Is this why we're doing our first podcast in months? You just saw the schedule and went, I'm going to get your Naz.
Is that a bit of NFL talk to
Of course, you have to do a follow-up.
Yeah. No, I really like... I don't know how you feel about your team, but I'm really liking how the Seahawks are tracking as a like sort of underdog. Playing some good football.
Yeah.
Football, as they say over there.
You were written off for a while, actually.
Yeah.
But there's no writing.
Thought
it
was going to be a rebuild. And
you're asking me how I feel about my team, the Super Bowl bound Vikings back in preseason. Yeah, not a great year.
Change of quarterback.
Yeah, the O-line is horrific. So Kirk has been hit and miss. When he's hit, boy oh boy. And when he's missed, boy oh boy. But he's not the sole reason they are where they are this year. The O-line is horrendous. The management need to pick O-line in the draft instead O-line. Of kickers.
Prediction for the game?
I think low scoring.
Low scoring?
Well, reasonably low scoring. Yep. And I think you will win by, I think, around 10 points.
So 10-0?
No, I think it'll be...
Or 9 to minus
17-10 or something like that. So not a huge score, but it's going to be a good game. It'll be a good game.
You can watch. It's Monday Night Football, isn't it?
Yeah, so Tuesday, our time, midday. So if you are inclined to watch that, please do. It'll be a good spectacle, at the very least.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you are.
Good hit out, first one of the off-season, Schnaz.
Yeah.
Not quite the beep test, but...
Thank God for that.
And cleared some cobwebs.
Yeah, that is very true. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Brooksy, social media, quick wrap. Where are we? What are we doing?
We're on all the social media outlets.
Just find us.
I haven't been Facebooking too much recently, but I
You're not on Facebook, buddy, because I go to tag you in every Seinfeld thing that I can find you. Not
can't, yeah, God.
Occasionally I'll tag Mel just to go, hey, can you show him this?
Pick Twitter over Facebook, Schnaz. I had to pick one.
There's just so many less morons on Twitter than Facebook.
No, it's not the morons. It's the baby pictures. No, it's... Like, it, you know, you've got Instagram, you've got Twitter, you've got all these apps and stuff. It's just, it's overload.
That's the world we live
overload.
In.
So, I've reactivated the Twitter account, Schnaz. It's firing up again. So, you can catch us on the Twitter, at LeagueLifeNRL.
Okay.
If you've got Spotify, all our back catalogue's there. So, if you want to listen to some dribblers, tick that off the bingo card. You can listen to our old episodes on Spotify. Well done, Schnaz,
you
there.
You can search Kanye West, and then you can search The League Life.
And I think there was an episode we did a bit of Kanye West.
If you search Brooksy, it'll come up. So you're on Spotify.
Or Schnaz.
You might get some tunes as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, search Schnaz. Do the hits.
Do you get it? As an artiste, do you get 0.01% every time someone searches Schnaz on Spotify?
I do.
Oh, wow. That's good.
It's okay.
I just searched Sam, so I should be probably
on Schnaz.
That
goes to Sam Smith. Is that the guy? What's the guy? Is there a Sam Smith?
Yeah.
The other Sam.
Yeah, maybe you can put a Sam Smith track at the end just to give a bit of a taste, or
maybe.
Not, or we just do Sam Schnazzy Ballerina like we always have done.
Either way, you'll be hearing more of us. Plans are in the works.
Yep, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. We're on the Twitter. We're on the Instagram occasionally.
If you can get past the new security gates at Fox Sports, we're here as well.
Yep. Yeah, if you're in at Fox Sports,
got a tip
come
for
say
you.
Hi.
The front gates are open. Just for today.
Schnaz, Rupert will not like to hear that.
I love Rupert.
Anyway, thanks for the memory, Schnaz.
Always. Always and forever.
And I will, Jerry, see you later.
Marcus, bye for now.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.